Hey, we got Brian Roll on from the DNR out of the Marquette Field Office. Brian, thanks for your time today.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. And remind folks again, you know, you're a biologist, but you're a specialist for what?
Well, I'm the area biologist for all of Marquette County and the western half of Elder County. And then I do specialize in wolves, moose, cougars, and all the fur-bearing species.
Well, since you brought the fur-bearing species up, let's talk about something really quick that is new this year, and that is in regards to bobcat tags, because today is the day, right? You have to get your application in for bobcat tags today, right?
Yes, if you are at all inclined to be taking bobcats or harvesting bobcats, today is the last day to get your harvest tag. So they will not be available after today. So it is important to get to your local licensed dealer, wherever that may be, and print out that free kill tag. Obviously, you have to have a fur harvester's license, but the kill tags are free.
There's no extra charge for it?
Nope.
Okay, and that is for trapping or just hunting, right?
It is correct, yes. It is for any method of take of bobcats. At the same time, you can get your Fisher or Martin or Otter tags as well.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the deer numbers at this point. You know, we're on the last day of the season here. What are you looking at for numbers, first of all, out of Marquette compared to last year?
Well, we are certainly up over last year. We're running almost 20% over last year at the check station here. We're still down just over 35% on the 10-year average. But, you know, as of Monday, we've registered 182 deer.
Wow.
Which is great. And given the way the winter is going right now, I mean, the number of deer people are telling me that they're seeing with does with multiple fawns and young bucks, I think this really is going to point this population of deer in the right direction. And I look forward to a good season next year.
Now, we're going to hope for one more just nice, mild winter for these deer. That doesn't mean it can't snow at all. It just means a short winter, I guess.
Or even just an average winter, as long as it doesn't, you know, become a severe winter with temperature and snowfall amounts. You know, obviously, a little bit of snow is not going to bother them. But really, you know, it's December almost, and we're really a month of snow-free zone for these animals. So they're already well ahead of what can be happening.
And when we get back into this conversation, we're going to talk about some obscenely big bucks this year that I've been hearing about from Alger, Ontonagon, and Marquette County. And we're talking big, giant body deer as well. So stay tuned for part two with wildlife biologist Brian Roll out of the DNR Field Office in Marquette. And we'll get to that later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.